Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, today's Juneteenth, and we're talking about Juneteenth, and it may be more of a symbolic holiday, symbolically recognizing the end of slavery, than it is the actual date. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. President Donald Trump has just bashed Rupert Murdoch's conservative media companies, especially Fox News. Here's what President Trump said this morning. Quote, "The crooked Fox News polls got the election wrong. I won by much more than they say I would, than they said I would, and have been biased against me for years. They are always wrong and negative. It's why MAGA hates Fox News, even though their anchors are great." He goes on to say, "This has gone on for years, but they never change the incompetent polling company that does their work. Now a new Fox News poll comes out this morning, giving me little more than 50% at the border. And yet the border is miraculously perfect. Nobody was able to come in last month. 60,000 people came in with Sleepy Joe in the same month last year. I hate fake pollsters, one of the worst, but Fox will never change their discredited pollsters." Now, first of all, Donald Trump is such an egomaniac that he can't understand that anybody would be against him. Fox News has consistently promoted Donald Trump. Of the three major cable news channels, Fox News is the Trump channel. And Trump can bash them all he wants, but there is no other channel that does more to protect the image of Donald Trump than Fox News. He's pissed off because a new poll shows he's just a little over 50% when it comes to handling the border. I think he probably deserves more credit than that. But Donald Trump has brought upon himself a negative image, and it's building, and it's getting worse. He's doing it to himself. All of the things that he's involved in may even cause his success at the border to be diminished because of the way he's handling everything else. A lot of people, a lot of Republicans are not happy with Donald Trump. In fact, there's a new poll out, and a significant majority says that Donald Trump should follow court orders. Well, he doesn't want to do that. But a majority of the country feels like he should. It's interesting that Donald Trump will dismiss, and the MAGA right-wing radicals will dismiss polls that are negative about him, but they will celebrate the very same polls that show something positive. Well, I mean, that's hypocritical. You can't just believe the polls that show you in a positive light. And for those who want to discredit the polls, you can do that. But for the most part, polls are accurate. They're relatively accurate. Now, just because you've never been called doesn't mean that the methodology used in polling, which is very scientific, doesn't do a good job of reflecting the country. When the polls show that the majority of Americans don't think Biden's doing a good job, the same people who bash that poll are celebrating that poll because it's negative about Joe Biden. I mean, the blatant hypocrisy here leads to totally discrediting opinions. And, you know, you can't be credible if you just discredit the polls that are negative about you. I mean, for Trump to bash Fox News, he's not going to find a better friend than Fox News. But Fox News, to some degree, does try to be honest. Sometimes. Not all the time. But some of the people on Fox News try to be honest. And the pollsters are not fake. You just don't like the polls. But again, this is Donald Trump's ego talking. And his ego is the only thing that really speaks for him. So he shouldn't discredit Fox News because he doesn't like the polls. What he should do is change his damn behavior. Change the way he approaches things. Change the way that he presents things. change the idea that we're going to do this, and then, you know, a day later, no, now we're going to do this. That flip-flopping, that, you know, chickening out, the whole taco thing, that's what he needs to change. And people are developing their opinions based on it. His approval rating is low. It's low. It's lower than a lot of presidents at this point in the presidency, because he's still a relatively new president in this particular term. He was just inaugurated in January, a few months ago. So he's deep underwater in the polls, not because the polls are fake, but because of his actions.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.